A hometown tradition, playing under the bright lights for family and friends, for the pride and the glory, for the name across the front of the jersey. Eagle Country 99.3 is your home for high school hoops in southeastern Indiana. The games are sponsored by the City of Lawrenceburg, Dearborn County Health Department, Gary Heating and Cooling, Agford and Greendale, Ivy Tech Community College, Margaret Mary Health, Dearborn County CASA, OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, AirSurge, and Wardway Fuels. The hometown tradition continues right now on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to High School Hoops on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. It is night three from the Rivertown Classic at South Dearborn High School, where we have the girls' consolation and championship matchups happening here this evening. It is going to be the 3-13 South Dearborn Lady Knights taking on the 5-8 Rising Sun Lady Shiners here in Game 1, Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County. We'll match up in the championship game immediately following, and we're going to get to our starting lineup to live here momentarily as we're set for tip-off. You got a couple Hagford keys in the game as we welcome in Bill Smith.
I do. For Rising Sun, continue to win the battle on the boards, create some turnovers. They did a nice job the other night rebounding the ball for South Dearborn. Take care of the ball, push the ball down the floor in transition, and get some easy buckets.
All right, some Hagford keys to the game. Stop by the dealership on US 50. In Greendale, get your keys to a brand new Ford today, HagfordSales.com. Rising Sun wins the tip, and it will be Jenna Peelman, who walks into a three at the top of the key. Can't get it to go. Alyssa Simpson, a couple offensive rebounds and a couple putback attempts. She's fouled, going to go to the free throw line for the Rising Sun Shiners. Will be Jenna Peelman and Alyssa Simpson starting along with Jalen Peelman, Norman Powell, and Tamron Miller for South Dearborn. Bernadette Wisman, Natalie Cantrell, Lakota Vincent, Zoe Heiser, and Gracie Messmore. Your starting lineups to live brought to you by Dearborn County CASA. Always think prevention. Talk to your teens about the risk of underage drinking and vaping from a young age. Dearborn County CASA. .com. There's the first point of the game from Alyssa Simpson, top scorer and rebounder in the ORVC at 17 points per game, 12 rebounds, had 18 in the opening round against Lawrenceburg and knocks down the pair.
And that was Zoe Heiser for South Dearborn picking up the foul on that rebound.
So South Dearborn, they played close with Switzerland County on the opening night Wednesday in the first quarter. The tempo was slow. They played good in the half court, didn't turn the ball over, and then things kind of got out of control with that 18-0 Pacers run in the second quarter as Messmore misses a three attempt from the wing, and we got a jump ball, so it's going to stay with South Dearborn, but that's when it unraveled for them in the second quarter. Need to play a little bit more under control for four quarters here tonight.
And give credit to Switzerland County. They picked up the pressure and created some of those turnovers for the Lady Knights.
Double screen for Heiser coming to the right of the circle. Misses the three-point attempt there. So Heiser and Messmore get a couple good looks at it on the first two possessions, but can't get it to go. Rising Sun advances it into the front court quickly, but Peelman is going to turn it over, looking to pass the ball to Simpson on the wing. First turnover of the game for the Shiners. 2-0, Rising Sun, 7:09 to go in the first quarter. This is the fifth year in a row these two teams have met in the consolation game, and they have split those two games 2-2. But South Dearborn has won five in a row overall. Excuse me, Rising Sun's won five in a row overall against South Dearborn. 2-3 zone for the Shiners as Bernadette Wisman catches the ball in the middle of the zone, try a little scoop shot, goes out of bounds to Rising Sun. Our coverage here this week at the Rivertown Classic presented by Ivy Tech Community College, ivytech.edu, and they're footing the bill for all the popcorn this week. So if you're coming down, get some popcorn when you come on in. Nora Powell, open three from the corner, draws iron there, and it looks like we got an over-the-back call on the weak side. Going to go against Jalen Peelman.
Peelman's first foul tonight, first against Rising Sun. Took advantage of that free popcorn last night. Good stuff.
Yeah, great game in the first game last night. Well, at least for two quarters it was. South Dearborn made a furious comeback, fell short 2 points against Switzerland County. Lawrenceburg went on to beat up pretty good on Rising Sun, so the same matchups tomorrow night in the boys' consolation and finals. which will also air on Eagle Country 99.3, as South Dearborn's going to earn a trip to the free throw line. That's going to be a foul on Cameron Miller.
Yes, contact there as Heiser took the 7-foot jumper. We'll put her to the line to shoot two.
Her shot up and good. Heiser, one of the better free throw shooters on this South Dearborn team. It's only shooting about 53% from the charity stripe, but Zoe Heiser at 65%, so above the team average, and she knocks down both. So we're all tied up a couple minutes through the first quarter here at the Rivertown Classic. And South Dearborn's going to show a little zone as well. More of a 3-2 variety. And Miller finds Jenna Peelman on the baseline, hit the bottom of the backboard. It lands in the lap of Alyssa Simpson, who is going to be able to put that up and get fouled in the process. So Heiser's picked up two early ones.
Two quick ones are both the same kind of situation. The Rising Sun got the offensive foul and a little frustration down underneath causes her to pick up her second personal.
Simpson to the line. Gets that one to roll home. 3 points so far for Simpson, all coming from the charity stripe. She's shooting 78% this year at the line and 4-for-4 to start this game. And the Sun looks like they're going to pick up a little bit of pressure, kind of token pressure, as Cantrell breaks the press and a little bit more under control than she was on Wednesday, getting her first basket, scoring against foul. She had to wait all the way to the fourth quarter to score 2 points.
You mentioned it Wednesday night. You said watch out Friday. You know, she might have struggled a little bit tonight. But
nice pass from Miller, finding Powell underneath. Left wing to the right block, and Powell was actually fouled, hoop and the arm.
Count that basket. And the foul called against Messmore. Ricky Messmore for South Dearborn. That's her first, already three, though, against the Knights.
5:37 to go in the first quarter. 6-4, Rising Sun. Powell with a chance. Straight the old-fashioned three-point play, and it is good. Rising Sun off to a hot start at the free throw line, 5-5 so far, and a 3-point lead. Cantrell dribbling with it, guarded by Miller. Ball screen coming from Wiseman, and Cantrell disregards. She just wants to go around Miller and a reach in foul.
That's two on Miller for Rising Sun.
Yeah, and that's going to take a ball handler and a pretty good passer off the floor as well. Been impressed with what Miller's been able to do over these past few games, seeing her play a couple times against Lawrenceburg. She's kind of had a calming presence on the ball. We just saw the assist she had to Powell on the other end. So it'll be Kerrigan Friend checking in. Kerrigan started the game on Wednesday, coming off the bench tonight, and there's a turnover. There's a little miscommunication between Messmore and Vincent. Jalen Peelman, sophomore, will walk it up. 2-3 zone. Meets her. Rising Sun going right to left on your dial. Jenna Peelman, top of the key, looking for Simpson in the high post and turns it over. The pass is too tall. Falls in the lap of Isabel Pearson. Draws a good matchup with Simpson. At least matches her height down low. Simpson's already been on the offensive boards a couple times here tonight. Cantrell looking for a spin dribble. Then Peelman gets into the paint, rises up over top of Simpson, and gets it to fall. So Cantrell off to a good start here tonight. 4 points.
Impressive some bit. I think South Dearborn might have got away with a moving screen down below. Created some room.
So Peelman catches the ball in the middle of the zone, dribbles it back out beyond the three-point line. Good defense from Bernadette Wiseman. She forces a turnover on Powell, driving the baseline. And the Knights have a chance take the lead. Pearson pops out beyond the arc. Messmore off the down screen. Looking for Vincent coming to the top of the key. And she's going to take it all the way down the middle of the paint. Couldn't get the right-hand layup to go. Not going to get much better look than that. And Rising Sun in transition turns it over again. And Simpson was looking for Powell down low. And we're going to have a timeout. Rising Sun. Be a 30-second timeout. Upside for a short break. 7-6 Rising Sun leading South Dearborn in the consolation game. Girls Tournament, the Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3.
Join the Youth Prevention Revolution with Dearborn County Tobacco-Free Teens. TFT is a group for students grades 6 to 8 who pledge to be drug and alcohol-free. We have meetups the last Wednesday of every month at the Lawrenceburg Community Center. Make friends, win awesome prizes, and enjoy free food. All middle school students are invited to our next meeting the last Wednesday of this month. Find more at DearbornCountyCASA.com or search Tobacco Free Teens on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, it's Double T. Join me every Monday evening, 6 to 6:30, for 30 minutes of nonstop sports conversation with high school athletes and coaches. It's crunch time on Eagle Country 99.3.
We're back at South Dearborn High School. Lady Knights with the ball, trailing by one, just under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter of the third place game. Cantrell thought about a three, good pump fake. Another floater off the glass, up and in.
More confidence tonight. I already see it in our shot here in the first quarter.
It looks locked in, very focused. After, you know, there's no way. And she comes up with a steal, too, and races ahead of the pack. Tried to draw a foul against Peelman. It'll go out of bounds, stay with South Dearborn, but there's no way to say it. She had a poor game on Wednesday, but this is what good players do, Bill.
Right, you can tell Wednesday she was very frustrated.
Coming out tonight in attack mode. And just giving her team the lead for the first time on that last possession. We got a foul. Going to go against Simpson. That foul called on the floor. So another baseline out of bounds as Hillary Lambert checks in for Jalen Peelman.
That's Simpson's first foul. Four now against Rising Sun.
Out there, Bourne, go with the box set on the baseline out of bounds. Pearson's going to get a good look at it from the short 17. A little strong on that shot. Simpson comes up with the rebound and will advance it into the front court. Picks up her dribble, finds Lambert in the middle of the zone. Pass to the corner to Friend. Can't get it to go. That was tipped. Powell's there to get the rebound and traveled with it. The turnover is a little bit of an issue for this Rising Sun team here in this first quarter.
Yeah, I am for six already here in the first.
Under 3 minutes to play, Cantrell's going to walk it up. Rising Sun will go back to a man-to-man. That's more looking for Pearson on the curl cut. She'll pass to Vincent. Top of the key. Left-hand dribble. Pass to Messmore in the corner. One dribble. Pump fake. Pumped again, lost the ball, got it back. Drives the baseline, cut off. Hounded by two defenders, and we got a reach-in foul. I do believe that's going to send Gracie Messmore to the line for two. That's the team's fifth foul.
Yeah, Jim Fieldman picking up that foul. It's our first. As you said, that's five against the team. A lot of fouls called here early in this contest.
And this is the first time this season that I've been on the call and actually had the bonus reached in the first quarter.
Oh, still have 2.5 minutes to go.
Let's see if South Dearborn can make them pay. Messmore makes the first. First point of the night, had 9 in the opening round contest against Switzerland County. And Messmore gets the second to fall as well, so the lead increased to 3 points. For the Knights, 10-7, 2.5 to go here in the first quarter.
I mentioned all the fouls called between both teams, 9 for 9 at the charity stripe.
Yeah, really well done. Lambert trying to make an entry pass to Simpson, and another turnover. Cantrell has it, no numbers. They still have to slow it up. Rising Sun does a good job of getting back. But again, the tempo in favor of the Knights right now. And Vincent, within the lane, hit the bottom of the rim, just got a little bit too deep, and Pearson comes up with the ball and is fouled by Kerrigan Friend, so it's going to be two free throws for Isabel Pearson.
Friend picks up her first. Just under 2 minutes to go. A couple more free throws for the Lady Knights.
Pearson, first free throw on the way. This is that one to the left. First free throw missed for either team. Kenna Kerrigan's going to check in for Hillary Lambert.
That was the old broadcaster's jinx, right? You mentioned.
It was going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
Pearson's second free throw up and good. Free throw shooting still been good for both of these teams. 11-7, South Dearborn with the lead. Super Rising Sun can put together a good offensive possession. A little loose with the ball. Open three from Peelman, no good. Simpson, offensive rebound and putback. Sometimes their best offense is the best rebounder in the ORVC crashing the boards.
Yeah, and the other couple times they've had offensive rebounds resulted in a foul and a trip to the charity stripe.
Antrell. Ball screen to the right. Nothing there. Pick and roll with Pearson. Good pass. Kind of a tough angle for Pearson. Rising Sun with the rebound. Pushes into the front court. Kerrigan Friend in the corner. Picks up her dribble. Finds Simpson. Extra pass. That's to Kenna Kerrigan. Thought about a three top of the key. Instead, bounce pass in to Jenna Peelman, who knocks down the shot from the elbow. It's tied up 11-all. 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Girls' consolation game at the Rivertown Classic presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Good crossover dribble from Lakota Vincent, and a second time she's gotten into the paint. Just couldn't get it to fall. Rising Sun with a chance to regain the lead. Peelman, nice hesitation dribble, gets into the paint. Little contact there. Peelman and Wisman fighting for the ball on the baseline. Looks like it's going to stay on this end with Rising Sun. Riley Legale checking in for Isabel Pearson. Jalen Peelman back into the game for Nora Powell. 38 seconds showing on the clock. Box set for Rising Sun. Get it into Peelman on the wing. Back to Friend in the corner. Just got a simple down screen, but that three-point attempt long, and the rebound goes to Wisman. Bernadette Wisman, leading scorer for South Dearborn on Wednesday night with 11 points, has yet to take a shot in this game. This little dribble drive, kick to the corner to Messmore, no good on the three. And ahead of the pack goes Kerrigan Friend, scores the basket and went into the front row, took out some band equipment down there. Not sure how there wasn't a foul.
A lot of contact.
Deep three at the buzzer was online, and Cantrell's attempt to regain the lead. Ball's just a little short, but a good and entertaining first quarter as the Rising Sun leads it 13-11 in the girls' consolation game on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg, your hometown college. Join us for Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs, career options, and take a personalized tour. Meet the friendly team at Ivy Tech and take your next step to a great future. Applications are open now. You'll receive the best college value in Indiana, plus local scholarships are available. We'll see you at the Tech.
Hey, it's Double T. Don't forget to submit a student highlight at EagleCountryOnline.com. As we celebrate academic excellence, athletic achievement, extracurriculars, and more.
Welcome back to South Dearborn High School. We're here for night three of the Rivertown Classic. Our coverage presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Spring classes starting up on January 16th, so now's the time to get in touch with the enrollment team at the Lawrenceburg-Batesville campuses, ivytech.edu. Pretty entertaining first quarter. A couple lead changes there. Rising Sun leading South Dearborn 13-11. Knights led at four points at 1 point in that first quarter late. The Rising Sun makes a little surge to take the lead coming into the second.
Yeah, and the outside shooting for Rising Sun hasn't been there so far in this game, but the offensive rebounding is what's kept them into the game.
And there's another one off of the outside shot miss from Peelman. And Hillary Lambert comes up with a couple of offensive rebounds. They're forcing it into Simpson, and she had a couple good looks at it. Couldn't get it to fall. Messmore comes away with the rebound. Cantrell looks to push and will slow up. As Rising Sun does a good job of getting back once again. I think South Dearborn does want to push the ball if they can get in the right situation with Cantrell or Wisman. Cantrell had 6 points in that first quarter. Drive by Cantrell. Couldn't get it to fall that time. And a good job by Jalen Peelman going down to the floor to get that rebound. Excuse me, that was Friend. Now Peelman with it, and she's tied up by Wisman. And it's going to go the other way to South Dearborn.
That's 8 turnovers already for the Lady Shiners.
And that has been the big discrepancy. South Dearborn, who turned it over a bunch on Wednesday, they've only turned it over twice so far. So, again, the pace is Good one. It's good for the night so far. Gailey with it in the corner. Back to the wing to Vincent. Driving kick to Messmore. She'll swing it cross court to LaGailey. Takes the long two. No good. Vincent with the offensive rebound. And she's just going to pull it back out. Messmore will restart the offense. Vincent on the wing. Looks to dump it down to LaGailey. And there's a turnover. Simpson comes away with the steal. And Rising Sun's going to give it right back as Peelman was looking for Friend. Kind of awkward pass.
Just a little too long for him.
Cantrell's going to dribble over towards Coach Messmore to get some instruction. Looks like they may get into a set here. And they go with the back door. Looks like Vincent was going to have a look at it. Instead, she finds Wissman on the opposite block, and Bernadette scores her first two of the night. After 11-point performance on Wednesday, tie ball game 13-all.
A tough bucket right there among two or three defenders for Rising Sun.
And there's a turnover out front, loose ball, and Benton's going to take it to distance and puts it up and in. South Dearborn regains the lead 15-13, creating a reach-in foul.
Yeah, creating points off of those turnovers. We talked about that in the keys of the game. Here this time by Vincent for South Dearborn, her first.
And you love those live ball turnovers where you can get down the floor and
right
score.
Top of the key, right?
Absolutely. So good anticipation from Vincent. And then on the next possession, got a little greedy and reached in a little
aggressive. You'll take that.
South Dearborn still in this 2-3 zone. Kenna Kerrigan, ball ripped away by Vincent, and she's going to pick up a second foul in a matter of seconds. So we're going to see Talby Cornett for the first time tonight. Vincent's going to check out. With 5:52 to play in the second quarter, 15-13 lead for South Dearborn. Open three for Peelman. They just threw it into her on the wing. No one stepped towards her, and that's the first three-point make for either team. And another lead change. We've had five of them so far. Rising Sun up one.
Coach Kerrigan yelling from the bench, shoot it.
No one's going to step out on you. That's more on the wing in the corner to Cantrell. Ball screen. Left-hand dribble, top of the key to Cornett. Finds LaGailey in the high post, back to Cornett. Now Wissman near midcourt. Dribble to her right, looking to get around Powell. She does, a lot of contact down there. Ref says it was all ball as Kenna Kerrigan comes away with the block. Rising Sun, chance to increase their lead. Still trying to crack this 2-3 zone a little bit. Gilman with it, dribbles into the corner. Back to Kerrigan, three-pointer on the way, and the bank.
Open late on a Friday.
Couple threes in a row for this Rising Sun Lady Shiners team. They increase their lead to 4 points. 4:48 to go in the first half. Cantrell is going to dribble out front, and Coach Messmore is going to take a timeout for South Dearborn. We'll keep it right here, 4:43 to play in the half. Timeouts this week presented by Ivy Tech Community College, the presenting sponsor of our Rivertown Classic coverage. Scholarships are available and textbooks are free. Apply now at ivytech.edu/apply. Stay tuned. We will have the girls' championship game immediately following this game. We'll be Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County matching up for the fifth year in a row. And, of course, we've talked about it. How can you not talk about it? Lawrenceburg's won seven in a row. Looking to make it eight tonight for Switzerland County. It would be their first title since 2016. Well, looking forward to that one. Should be a pretty good contest.
Should be a great contest, and tomorrow night as well.
Same matchup tomorrow night. How about that? The South Dearborn and Rising Sun, 6 p.m. sharp, Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County in the boys' final. Lawrenceburg looking to repeat. It's been quite some time since Switzerland County has won on the boys' side. So looking forward to that one. Mike Perlberg, Chuck Thomas will be back. Call the action tomorrow evening. South Dearborn with the ball out of the timeout, and Wissman was cutting from the wing to the free throw line as Cornett was trying to make the cross court pass to her. It'll go out of bounds into the front row to some of the Lawrenceburg faithful that has showed up early here to get some good seats for the championship game. Pretty packed house in here last night for the boys as Peelman tries a three from the wing, no good.
And not only are they trying to get a good seat, trying to get a good parking spot.
Yeah, right. That's maybe more important.
Yeah.
Cantrell's going to try a three. And that's off the glass, no good. Knights have struggled from downtown while Rising Sun's starting to find a little bit of a groove from beyond the arc.
Yeah, in the first quarter, it was the rebound that kept Rising Sun in the game. Here start the second. It's been the long ball.
Near steal from Cornette, and now Rising Sun's got kind of a mini transition going as several players went into the backcourt to get the ball. Long two missed by Lambert. Antrell advances into the front court, finds Cornette in the corner, so hand it off to Wisman, top of the key. Now Messmore with it. Deep three on the way, and it's off the heel, no good. Struggles continue from beyond the arc for South Dearborn as Lambert brings it into the front court. She'll find Peelman, who will set up the offense out front. Passes it to Kerrigan on the wing in the corner to Jalen Peelman and fouled. It's going to be three free throws coming up for Jalen Peelman.
Yeah, Cantrell picking up the foul there. That's her first, but the big foul there is put right in front of the line to shoot three.
Yeah, big no-no there, shooting or fouling the jump shooter, I should say. 3:18 to go here in the second quarter. Rising Sun a chance to increase their four-point lead. And Peelman hits the back of the rim, front of the rim, and gets it to fall.
Lady Shiners yet to miss a free throw in this contest.
Peelman's second free throw.
That's no jinx, though, right? Oh. I thought if you pull out the jinx,
in and out,
disregards it, but guess not.
I will say I've never seen a team shoot 100% for a game or a season. Maybe a game, but it rarely happens.
Right.
I don't know if I believe in the jinx too much. I think it's more coincidence than anything. Peelman trying to go 2 for 3 on this trip to the line. Makes that one. She's got 6 points this quarter. And coincidentally enough, those 6 points have given Rising Sun a 6-point lead. See, it's all about coincidence.
Percentages.
Approaching 3 minutes to play in the half. Cantrell, the one against Miller. Got around her on a hesitation move. And Cantrell. Got 8 points in this contest. The runner missed on the other end. And Peelman's going to put it up and in. Who banned the arm?
There's that offensive rebound resulting in a foul. This is Messmore for South Dearborn picking up her first.
It's Maddie Messmore who just checked into the game. Peelman will go to the line. Shoot 62%, chance to finish off the three-point play. No good. Simpson gets the rebound up off the glass and in. As Simpson been dominant on the glass, 8 points to lead the way for the Shiners, 25-17. Triple drive from Cantrell. Vincent back into the game with those two fouls. Cantrell left of the circle, guarded by Miller, looking to go one-on-one. Switches on to Powell. Messmore left of the circle, passes left wing to Vincent. She dribble back top of the key, versus it around to Maddie Messmore, top of the key to Gracie. Ball screen coming. Vincent with it on the wing, will pass to Wisman in the corner, and facing South Dearborn. Not great, but they find a little room there as Messmore relocates. Got a good look at three off the pass from Wisman. Maddie Messmore with the rebound and throws it away down low. Nora Powell going coast to coast and puts it up and in off the glass. 10-point lead for the Shiners.
And nobody stopped the ball until the block. Easy two that time for Rising Sun.
South Dearborn can't get the lid off the basket from three-point range. I got them 0 for 7 so far. Cantrell on the wing looking to drive. It's been their best offense so far. Good closeout from Simpson on Wisman. He thought about a deep two over the taller player. Cantrell looking to get the baseline, cut off by Miller, tries to dump it down low to Messmore, and nearly threw it away. Vincent comes up with it, dumps it down low to Cantrell to rush the shot, and Vincent comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Miller, brings it up across the timeline. Passes left, that's Jenna Peelman, dumps it down low to Simpson. Inside out, Miller's going to try a three, and nothing there, but Powell keeps it alive on the baseline. Good cut from Peelman. Couldn't finish it, but Simpson with another offensive rebound and putback. And then Cantrell throws it away, trying to get it into Wisman. Human then turns it over.
That's a lot right there.
Sounds like everyone's going to try to settle this ball down a little bit with 30 seconds to play. Cantrell working against Miller. Dribble drive, finds Messmore on the baseline. Swing it around to Gracie Messmore. Back to Maddie, now into the corner to Cantrell. Cantrell gets around Miller, puts it up off the backboard and in. 10 points now for Cantrell.
And he's that one. Stop the bleeding just a little bit.
Miller dribbles up, dumps it into the post to Lambert. Hook shot, no good. Vincent looking for the three-quarters court heave, but that will fall well short. And Rising Sun uses a strong second quarter to take a 10-point lead into the locker room in this girls' consolation game from the Rivertown Classic. Coverage presented by Ivy Tech Community College. We'll step aside for a break. Come back with our halftime show. High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Fordway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Fordway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, Fordway.com.
Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg, your hometown college. Join us for Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs, career options, and take a personalized tour. Meet the friendly team at Ivy Tech and take your next step to a great future. Applications are open now. You'll receive the best college value in Indiana, plus local scholarships are available. We'll see you at the Tech.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill. So the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Garing or at GaringInc.com.
With the holidays behind us, now's the time to focus on the one person you've probably been neglecting lately, you. If you haven't scheduled an annual appointment with your primary care provider in 2024, what are you waiting for? Seeing your provider once a year is a great way to review health concerns and discuss tips to stay well. At Margaret Mary Health, their primary care providers are accepting new patients in Batesville, Brookville, Osgoode, and Milan. To find a provider near you, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
Healthcare is made simple with the Dearborn County Health Department and MOP, the Mobile Outreach Partnership. Every Wednesday evening, they host clinics from 5 to 7 in the Hamline basement on High Street in Lawrenceburg. The Health Department offers flu shots, blood pressure and glucose checks, asthma kits, cessation registration. You can get connected with community resources, and it's 100% free. It's every Wednesday evening in the Hamline basement. Find more at dchealthdepartment.org.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
It's January again, and that means we're all rethinking our food choices. Daily Harvest makes sticking to your goals super simple with their chef-crafted, frozen, ready-made meals delivered right to your door. From mouth-watering smoothies to savory bowls and gluten-free pastas, Daily Harvest food is built on organic fruits and vegetables. And the best part? There is never any gluten, dairy, or ultra-refined sugars. Visit dailyharvest.com and use code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first box, plus free shipping. Or find Daily Harvest in a grocery freezer aisle near you.
The City of Lawrenceburg offers a complete package for individuals, families, and local businesses to think local and grow local. Expansive business opportunities, quality housing options, destination dining with premier events and award-winning parks. Visit thinklawrenceburg.com and find out why Lawrenceburg is truly a city on the rise.
Discover Lawrenceburg, a city on the rise. thinklawrenceburg.com.
You your River City destination.
Hey, it's Double T. Follow Eagle Country 99.3 on Facebook, Instagram, and X for all the latest in hometown news, sports, and more.
Halftime of the girls' consolation game at the Rivertown Classic here at South Dearborn High School alongside Bill Smith. I'm Double T, Travis there. We appreciate you tuning in to our coverage of this week presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Attend Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs and career options and take a personalized tour. Schedule now for Tuesdays at the Tech at ivytech.edu/Tuesdays, as you might have heard the South Dearborn band in the background doing a nice job here this evening. But Rising Sun doing a nice job in that second quarter, winning it 17-8 to take a 29-19 lead into the half. Again, it was a similar situation for South Dearborn on Wednesday night. They played pretty good in the first quarter. Things started to slip in the second quarter. We'll see if they can rebound coming out of half.
Yeah, and credit that to their, just like Wednesday night, Switzerland County for Rising Sun tonight, picking up the pressure a little bit, putting some pressure on South Dearborn, but more importantly, they started to make their long-distance shots, and that change the trajectory.
Let's get to that in just a moment. First, the checkup of the Hagford keys to the game.
Yeah, we talked about South Dearborn taking care of the ball. For the most part, I thought they did that. The other part was they pushed the ball and get some points in transition, and they struggled with that.
Yeah.
And some of that's the Rising Sun. They were able to get back and create South Dearborn to have some half-court offense. For Rising Sun, win the battle of the boards. And you'll see here in the stats, they've done just that, especially on the offensive side.
Offensive side's been the big key to me, but there's your Hagford keys to the game. Stop by the dealership on US 50 in Greendale. Get your keys to a brand new Ford today, HagfordSales.com. As you alluded to, how about the Ivy Tech Community College stats report?
Yeah, South Dearborn shooting 30% for the half. They're still 0 for 7 from long range. They were 5 out of 6, though, from the charity stripe. And then we get to the rebound. Only 9 rebounds compared to 21 for Rising Sun. And the glaring stat, 10 offensive rebounds here for Rising Sun here just in the first half. South Dearborn did finish the half with 6 turnovers. And probably the one thing Rising Sun's talking about in the locker room right now, they did have 11 turnovers here in the first half.
Maybe the only thing that they did poorly was not really take care of the ball, but when you're rebounding the way they are, they're still getting extra possessions. And Alyssa Simpson, good in that first half, particularly on the offensive backboard. She's leading the way with 10 points for Rising Sun. Jalen Thielman had the big second quarter with 6 points. Nora Powell with 5 so far. Jenna Peelman with 4. Kenna Kerrigan with 3. And Kerrigan Friend with 2 for the Shiners. On the other side, Natalie Cantrell, much, much better here tonight. A lot more under control, finishing around the basket. She's got 10 points. And then after that, the scoring's been tough to come by for South Dearborn. Bernadette Wisman, Lakota Vincent, Zoe Heiser, Gracie Messmore each have 2 points, and Isabel Pearson with 1. So that's how we get to 29-19 here at the half. There's your Ivy Tech Community College stats report. They are celebrating 60 years of commitment to ensuring Hoosiers have top-notch academic experience. And spring classes going to be starting up right around the corner, January 16th. So ivytech.edu to learn more. Right now, if I was going to throw a couple names out there for the Wardway Fuel Star of the game, I think Simpson for Rising Sun and Cantrell have been the clear standouts for their respective teams.
Yeah, tonight, especially the effort here in the first half. We'll see how the second half goes.
We'll get to that award in our postgame coverage before we flip to pregame coverage for the championship game, which is coming up immediately following this girls' consolation game contested between Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County. But for over 40 years, Wardway Fuels has starred as your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit Wardway.com. We will step aside for another break. When we come back, we'll resume action. Start of the third quarter from South Dearborn High School. You're listening to the Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
This is Ashley from Riggs Window Tinting on State Road 48 in Aurora. We have the answer to that annoying glare during your morning and evening commute. We can tint your boat, home, businesses too. Search Riggs Window Tinting on Facebook and schedule your appointment today.
When you're on your feet and on the go, Boot Country is the place to go.
Boot Country Work Country is the place to find work boots that work harder than you. Every boot's designed for quality and comfort. Got a work boot voucher? We've got you covered in work or western and available in hard-to-find sizes. Check out one of the stores with your voucher today.
You want it? We got it.
Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg, your hometown college. Join us for Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs, career options, and take a personalized tour. Meet the friendly team at Ivy Tech and take your next step to a great future. Applications are open now. You'll receive the best college value in Indiana. Plus, local scholarships are available. We'll see you at the Tech.
Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country 99.3 morning show. Be sure to join me weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10, for a whole lot of fun right here on Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to South Dearborn High School, getting set for the start of the third quarter. We'll be Rising Sun ball. It looks like starters out there, Jenna Peelman, Jalen Peelman, Alyssa Simpson, Nora Powell, and Tamron Miller. For Rising Sun, Bernadette Wisman, Natalie Cantrell, Lakota Vincent, Zoe Heiser, and Gracie Messmore for the night. South Dearborn is going to come out 3-2 zone. Powell gets the baseline, and they do a much better job of rebounding as Wisman is in there and pulls down the board. Good opening defensive possession for South Dearborn.
Foul situation to start the second half. Heiser and Vincent both with two for South Dearborn, and Miller with two for Rising Sun.
Really good offense there from South Dearborn. Just couldn't get the basket at the end. Pick and roll, and the extra pass to Messmore. And couldn't finish among the trees, as we like to say. Vincent nearly picks off the pass to the high post. Miller with the top of the key. She'll pass left to Peelman. Dumps it down low to Simpson. Hot potato into the corner. Three-point basket on the way and good from Jalen Peelman, who has knocked down two threes and now has 9 points. Minute gone here in the third quarter. South Dearborn needs to get something going offensively. Coming into the tournament, in terms of points per game, they were fourth out of the four teams at less than 40 points per game. Cantrell, she can continue to get to the basket, might be able to spark something, another basket there. South Dearborn going to pick up some pressure. Tamron Miller does a good job of dribbling out of that pressure. Dribbles into the corner, finds Powell on the wing. She'll skip it right to Peelman. Back into the left corner. Miller's going to try a three. That's no good, and Cantrell comes up with the rebound on the weak side. Rising Sun's done a good job getting back, whether it's off turnover or missed shot.
No easy buckets.
Turning, sprinting the other direction. Been well coached in that aspect of the game. As it pertains to this particular game, Cantrell dribbling out front. Passes top of the key to Messmore. She'll reverse it back right to Wisman. Working against Powell. Powell knocks it out of bounds. Stay with South Dearborn. And Wisman will be the trigger. Dearborn likes to run out of a box set for their baseline out of bounds. We'll screen the screener. Heiser's going to pop out into the corner. Messmore pops to the wing. Back to Heiser in the corner. Pump fake. Rising Sun switches there. Cross-court pass. Messmore going to try another three off the front iron. Heiser with the rebound. Passes back to Messmore. Why not try it again? Can't get that one to fall. And Simpson gets the rebound. And they'll push it ahead with Jenna Peelman. Dribble drive, spin move, and Simpson, tallest player out there, couple offensive rebounds, couldn't get it to fall, and Wisman comes up with the rebound. Wisman dribbles across the timeline, passes to Heiser, and she'll get it to Vincent. Vincent on the right wing looking to dribble the baseline, got around Miller, finds Heiser, short jumper off the glass, no good. Vincent comes up with the offensive rebound. Simpson comes out to meet her. Driving kick to Wisman in the corner. She'll work against Powell and loses the ball into the hands of Jalen Peelman. Advances to Powell. And he's passing the ball to Simpson at the top of the key, and it looks like Vincent's going to pick up her third foul.
Yeah, she's got to be careful out there. Little reach-in foul at the top of the key for her third personal.
She's going to have to come out of the game, so South Dearborn loses some good defense, good rebounding with Vincent. And Isabel Pearson going to check in, playing in the middle of the 2-3 zone. Hoping to disrupt Simpson a little bit. Just kind of moving block to block, looking for it in the high post. Jalen Thielman dribbles into the two top defenders and is able to wrestle through it and finds Powell on the wing. No good on the three. Thielman gets the rebound, though, and is fouled on the putback attempt.
Another offensive rebound. Gracie Metzmore forgets the foul here. First, second.
Jalen Thielman had a really good game here tonight. Free throw on the way, up and good for her 10th point of the contest.
Number 10, Fred.
Thielman. No good on that second attempt. South Dearborn with the ball. Cantrell passes to Messmore, left wing. Top of the key to Heiser. Hands it back off to Messmore. Ball screen coming from Pearson. Pick and roll. Wasn't there. Messmore receives the ball again on the wing. Now Whiston. South Dearborn's had some struggles here in the half court offense. Unless it's Cantrell who puts up another runner. Couldn't get it to go. And Pearson hits the deck trying to save it, but it'll go out of bounds to Rising Sun. 33-21 with 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. Thielman, long two, and rebound goes to Friend. And they immediately look to get it into Simpson, and she knocks it down on the hook shot.
Already four offensive rebounds for Rising Sun here in the third quarter.
And we got a full timeout from Coach Messmore. 3:22 to go in the third quarter. Rising Sun leading South Dearborn 35-21 at the Rivertown Classic. Back after 30 seconds, listening to High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be overwhelming, but having convenient access to a team of professionals you can trust makes all the difference. At Margaret Mary Health, they partner with oncologists from the Christ Hospital in Cincinnati. Their cancer experts are experienced and knowledgeable, but most importantly, they have your best interests at heart. If you've recently been diagnosed with cancer or would like a second opinion, they'd love to help. To learn more, visit them online at mmhealth.org. Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country 99.3 Morning Show. Join me weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10, and thank you for listening to your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
3:22 to go here in the third quarter of the girls' consolation game at the Rivertown Classic. Rising Sun leading 35-21. A real struggle for South Dearborn offensively, particularly in the half court. Natalie Cantrell's got 12 points on the night of the 21, so it's not coming from her. It just hasn't been there.
Yeah, really struggling, shooting a long range. And like as you said, if Cantrell's not driving and getting the easy bucket, points are hard to come by.
And kudos to Rising Sun. They've kind of been packing it in the paint. Done really good defending off the dribble as Cantrell got a pretty good look at it there. Powell advances into the front court to Thielman and just finds Simpson running straight to the rim. As a good forward should do. And Benson, just picked up her fourth. 3:01 to go in the third.
Three or four different players I could have went against down below. Unfortunately for South Dearborn, Benson picks up number four.
Benson's going to knock down that free throw attempt. She's now got 13 points here tonight. And Maddie Messmore check back in for Benson, who's just a little struggle again. Not really much I think I can do in that situation. Simpson gets both free throws to go. 37-21, Shiners. Two teams did play earlier in the season. It was a 47-42 win for Rising Sun. These games have been mostly close over the past couple years. Well, Friend comes away with the steal and finds Powell in transition. Easy one for Nora Powell.
I'm starting to run away with this one.
Yep. Crossover dribble from Cantrell, and she's going to draw a foul. Well, that's been the offense. foul on Kerrigan Friend. That'll be her second. Don't see it a whole lot at the high school level, particularly in our area, but Cantrell's done such a good job getting to the basket when she's had the ball in her hand. Just kind of run a couple of possessions, just get out of the way and see what can happen. And
isolation.
Force Rising Sun to make an adjustment. I'm all for trying different things when there's a 17-point difference on the scoreboard. But I guess that's why I'm setting up here and not setting down there. So Cantrell knocks down both free throws. What a fantastic evening. Jalen Thielman brings it up. Passes left to Jenna. She finds the baseline. Good seal from Simpson down there. And Thielman's going to get an easy basket. That should be an assist.
Yes. It is an Arbor credit.
Cantrell looking for Wisman, who goes down to the floor to try to keep it alive. Batted around. You ladies hitting the floor down there. It's going to stay with South Dearborn. Pearson will check out when Gailey's back into the game. Messmore will inbound. Passes into the corner to Wisman. She'll go opposite. Maddie Messmore comes top of the key. Tries a three. Can't get it to go. Wisman keeps it alive and puts it up and is fouled. We'll see if that's against Thielman or Simpson. Both were in the area. We go against Simpson.
That's only her second. Team second here in the quarter.
Wisman's first free throw, up and good, nothing but net. Been a slow night for Wisman offensively after leading the team with 11 points on Wednesday. See if she can get herself started with a couple free throws. Knocked down the first and missed the second one. She was charging in there to go get the offensive rebound, and she comes away with it. Drives the baseline and is hit again, so she's going to go right back to the free throw line. Good persistence and determination from Wisman.
This is Jalen Peelman picking up the foul. That's her second. Team's third.
Wisman, they're splitting the pair. Get a couple more tries here. First one's up and good. Second free throw on the way. And no good. Interesting, the band plays a little drums there. I think you'd know if that's
trying to
bump her up or a distraction.
Distraction, I would think.
Long rebound to Cantrell. She's got one to beat. It's around Thielman, up and good.
Cantrell having a game.
Absolutely. South Dearborn still hanging in here. If they can get this down to single digits, either before the end of the third quarter or early fourth, put a little pressure on this Rising Sun team. They're got a good trap near midcourt. Thielman swings it cross court to Friend, who loses the ball. Wisman comes up with it, and the Knights will not look to run, but we'll get the extra possession. 1 minute to go in the third. Intrell on the wing, guarded by Jalen Thielman. About a step back three, passes in the corner to Legale, back to a Cantrell. Dribble drive, kicks to Messmore. Deep three on the way, no good. Ball's kept alive. Wisman comes up with the rebound. 43 seconds to play in the third. Top of the key. Legale will try a three off the front iron. Maddie Messmore with the rebound. Cantrell drives the baseline. Blocked from behind by Thielman. Wisman puts it up. No good. Gets an offensive rebound and earns a trip back to the free throw line.
Well, you deserve a break.
They'll take a little sip of water there after that sequence on offense.
Kerrigan picking up the foul there. That's her first. And we'll put Wisman to the line to shoot two for South Dearborn.
And off the down. Send no problem with the front end.
But you missed the second one. Get that offensive rebound again.
Getting some extra possessions. South Dearborn chipping away. Wisman off the back iron. And
the offensive rebound.
There's the offensive rebound by Cantrell. Puts it up. No good. Messmore keeps it alive. And that was Simpson who came away with the block. But South Dearborn going to get a steal. Wissman and a holding foul, which is a good foul by Simpson, whether she meant to do it or not, because that was going to be an easy two on the for Wissman or Cantrell.
It is Simpson's third foul and the team's fifth, so Wissman will go back to the line to shoot two.
Wissman's got a residency going on here at the free throw line. Back for the fourth time in the last
30 seconds.
30 seconds, a minute. First free throw.
Makes first.
Up and no good. She's shooting right on her average, though, 53%. So, well, odds are she makes this one. And South Dearborn is inching closer and closer to this being a single-digit game. They trail by 11, and Wissman took a shot.
Took an elbow to the head.
And it's going to be a foul on Kerrigan Friend. I don't know that she meant to do it. It's kind of hopping around near midcourt. Like, what happened?
That's her third.
And Coach Messmore is asking for a technical. Is she asking for a timeout or a technical foul?
I think she wants a 30.
There we go. So she wants a timeout. So I'm gonna take that moment to catch my breath. 16 seconds left in the third quarter, 41-29, Rising Sun. You're listening to the Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3.
Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg, your hometown college. Join us for Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs, career options, and take a personalized tour. Meet the friendly team at Ivy Tech and take your next step to a great future. Applications are open now. You'll receive the best college value in Indiana, plus local scholarships are available. We'll see you at the Tech.
Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country Morning Show. Join me weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10 a.m. And thanks for listening to your hometown station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Got 16 seconds left to play here in the third quarter, coming out of the timeout. For that, Wissman will be back at the free throw line for the fifth time this quarter. And that timeout might have been just to give her a second to regroup after being hit in the face. Didn't look like it was anything malicious, obviously just an accidental thing, but a foul nonetheless. First free throw, up and good. Wissman, all five of her points so far in this game and quarter coming from the free throw line. Make here would cut the Rising Sun lead to 10. No good. And it will be a rebound from Lambert, and she was trapped immediately and was fouled immediately.
Terrell picking up the foul there. That's her second, team's fourth.
12.8. South Dearborn's got to do a good job of
not fouling.
Not fouling. You don't want to give Rising Sun a chance to get two more points before the quarter without contesting the shot. And Wissman's going to come up with the steal. It'll actually be a tie-up. And then her and Friend go down to the floor. Ball is going to go to South Dearborn, though. So 5.1. Showing on the scoreboard, Rising Sun's going to bring some pressure. Wissman having trouble getting it in, gets it to Cantrell. Passes ahead to Messmore. She's going to launch from midcourt, and that's going to fall well short. But South Dearborn does a good job of battling there in the third quarter and have kept themselves relevant in this game. 41-30 heading into the fourth quarter of the girls' consolation game at the Rivertown Classic. This is Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Folks, it's just that simple. Cars and trucks, cheaper in Milan at the Tom TP Auto Center.
Proudly broadcasting from the Tom TP Auto Center studios inside the Eagle's Nest. Thank you for listening to WSCH Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Greendale, Harrison, Hebron, Hidden Valley. Your hometown radio station is Eagle Country 99.3.
Dillsboro Main Street supports local businesses, nonprofits, and the revitalization of downtown. Join them and help make Dillsboro the very best place to live, work, and play. They meet on the first Monday of the month. Find Dillsboro Main Street on Facebook, dedicated to creating a vibrant Dillsboro.
Hey, it's Double T. I have all the hometown news and sports you want at EagleCountryOnline.com.
Welcome back, South Dearborn High School. 41-30, Rising Sun with the lead heading into the fourth quarter. The girls' consolation game. We'll have the championship game immediately following Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County. South Dearborn did a good job hanging around in that quarter. They tied that quarter 12-12. While they didn't gain any ground, they didn't lose any either, so still got 8 minutes to try to complete a comeback. While Rising Sun obviously looking to put the nail in the coffin. Rising Sun will have the ball first, and another tie-up. Going to give South Dearborn the ball. Bernadette Wisman really picked up her play in the third quarter, earned a bunch of trips to the free throw line, was able to score 6 points. Cantrell had six in the third. See if South Dearborn can get a big shot or two from a couple of players that have lacked in the scoring column tonight. Cantrell, good dribble drive.
Stay with the left.
And the pressure's been good from South Dearborn, too, as they've started to press off of the made baskets. They're pressing off of misses. Miller dribbling out front. 2-3 zone. Passes to Jenna Peelman. Back to Miller. Kenna Kerrigan looking for the ball in the middle of the zone. Vincent comes up with a steal. Thought she traveled with it.
A couple times.
Cantrell. Pick and roll. Messmore gets a run to the basket. Couldn't finish. Vincent lucky to not get her fifth foul. Trying to go over the back of Simpson. She had to let Peelman go, and she steps through a couple defenders and puts it up and in. Jenna Peelman.
Much needed basket for Rising Sun.
Yep. Feels a little bit of the momentum. South Dearborn starting to gain. Again, South Dearborn's yet to make a shot from beyond the arc. They've missed a couple down low. So this game could be a little bit closer than the 11 points that it is. And Bernadette Westman, guess what? Going back to the free throw line.
She's going to start getting mail delivered.
It's going to be on Nora Powell.
It's only her first.
But a good idea for South Dearborn to be aggressive, going towards the basket, try to get to that five foul bonus as early in this fourth quarter as possible. This one misses that free throw. I do think might be in her head a little bit.
She'll be comfortable there, right?
Mm-hmm. Second free throw on the way. Does make that one. So, again, she's sticking to her average of right around 53%. Nice. Down 10. Simpson passes ahead to Jalen Peelman. And nice deflection from LaGailey. Couldn't haul it in, but knocks it out of bounds. A dangerous cross-court pass from Jalen Peelman. Simpson will inbound. Passes it to Miller in the corner. Top of the key to Powell. She'll pass it back left to Miller. And was that ball deflected? No, just airmailed that one. We're into the Lawrenceburg cheering section, so another turnover for Rising Sun. 6:09 to play here in the fourth quarter of the girls' consolation game. 43-33, Rising Sun with the lead. South Dearborn not letting up in this one. Need a couple big shots to fall. Gailey passes to Vincent in the post, and she's going to be fouled by Jalen Peelman.
She's picking up her third now. Friend, Peelman, and Simpson all with three.
Vincent, go to the line to shoot two. 5:53 to go. And her first free throw is up and good. That'll cut the lead to nine. That's the first step, is get it to single digits. Second free throw on the way. And it bounces off the heel, up and back down and in. Knights will press. Bernadette Wisman knocks it away from Miller. And we got a reach-in foul. So there you go. In the past 30 seconds, a couple team fouls on Rising Sun. And
Cameron Miller picks up her third. It's not four players for Rising Sun with three fouls.
South Dearborn just two Rising Sun fouls away from shooting the bonus the rest of the quarter. And trailing by 8 points, that could be a help getting back into this game or getting closer to tying or taking the lead. Ball poked out of bounds by Powell as Rising Sun's going to pick up some full court pressure, see if they can force some turnovers, get some easy baskets, which have been tough to come by here as of late. Miss Moore gets it into Vincent, and she's going to pass it ahead to Cantrell, who's got Peelman to beat and just couldn't get the ball up over the rim. Simpson comes up with a rebound, passes ahead to Powell, met by Legale, gets around her, gets past Vincent, and can't get it to fall. Messmore with the rebound, and it's going to be a reach-in foul, I believe. So, go against Powell, maybe a little frustration foul after not getting the basket to go.
Her second, already the team's fourth. One more, puts out there, one back to the line.
Going to see Zoe Heiser come back into the game. Messmore to inbound, full court pressure again from Rising Sun. She'll get it into Vincent, who bounce passes it ahead to Cantrell. Knocked away by Powell. Cantrell stays with it. Can't get it to go. Heiser comes over for the offensive rebound and put back. 43-37, six-point game. Rising Sun advances into the front court to Powell. She puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Heiser. Finds Messmore, who now gets it to Bernadette Wiseman, and she'll calmly bring the ball up, trailing by 6 points. Crossover dribble. Pass to Messmore on the wing. Met by Miller. Miller pokes it away. One-on-one, Miller against Messmore, and Messmore swipes down and fouls.
All right, good foul there. Don't want to give up the easy bucket. Messmore picks up her third.
Should be in the act of shooting, so Tamara Miller going to go to the line.
Number 33, that's
Messmore,
that's
7-2 run so far in this fourth quarter for South Dearborn. If Miller can break that up a little bit from the line, misses the first. South Dearborn coaches yelling out the box out, make sure somebody gets the shooter. Won't matter, Miller knocks it down. And we got a timeout on the floor, 44-37. Rising Sun with the lead, 4:45 to go. Full timeout. Coverage here at the Rivertown Classic presented by Ivy Tech Community College, ivytech.edu. Back after 30-second break, you're listening to High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3, eaglecountryonline.com.
Join the youth prevention revolution with Dearborn County Tobacco-Free Teens. TFT is a group for students grades 6 to 8 who pledge to be drug and alcohol-free. We have meetups the last Wednesday of every month at the Lawrenceburg Community Center. Make friends, win awesome prizes, and enjoy free food. All middle school students are invited to our next meeting the last Wednesday of this month. Find more at DearbornCountyCasa.com or search Tobacco-Free Teens on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, it's Double T. Join me every Monday evening, 6 to 6:30, for 30 minutes of nonstop sports conversation with high school athletes and coaches. It's crunch time on Eagle Country 99.3.
4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter, the girls' consolation game of the Rivertown Classic. 44-37, Rising Sun with the lead. Knights have done a good job here, Bill, in the second half, just inching their way back into the game. The pressure's really kind of gotten to Rising Sun. South Dearborn's done a good job getting the free throw line.
They
as well.
Picked up the pressure, created some turnovers, but the most biggest point here in the fourth quarter, they're getting to the charity stripe.
Yep. See if they can find an elusive three-point basket before too long to build on some of this momentum they have currently, as Wiseman looking for a spin move against Miller, lost the ball. And Miller puts it up and in. She's created a couple turnovers here. Leads back up to 9. Messmore looking to hand it off to Wiseman, who nearly lost it out of bounds. Vincent with it, dumps it down low to Heiser, trying to shoot over top of Simpson, couldn't get it to go. And then Heiser bounces the ball off of Powell's leg, out of bounds underneath.
One thing South Dearborn's done better than the first half is their offensive rebounding.
4:15 to go. Wiseman needs to get it in. Looking for Heiser on the opposite block. Knocked out of bounds by Simpson. So we'll reset and try it again from underneath. Wisman to trigger. Passes to Vincent, corner. Skips it across court to Heiser, who will hand it off to Cantrell, who lost it and fouls Peelman before she could break away.
Cantrell's third personal. Second against the team.
After South Dearborn showed some great pressure and was able to force some turnovers, Rising Sun takes a timeout and is able to get the message from their coach that they needed to be the aggressor in that category and force some turnovers and get that lead back up. Simpson hounded down low, triple team. Peelman goes down to the floor. It's going to be a tie-up. And we'll stay with Rising Sun. 3:54 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll have the girls' championship game immediately following Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County. Tigers looking for their unprecedented eighth Rivertown Classic championship in a row. Powell, extra pass into the corner to Peelman for three. No good. Cantrell rises up for the rebound and tried to advance the ball up court. Was batted by Peelman. Cantrell picked the ball back up, and then it's off her leg out of bounds to Rising Sun. 46-37. Miller skips it in to Powell, who will run it into the front court. Took it down to the block, passed it back out to Peelman. They swing it around the key, find Simpson down low. A little bit of contact, no call. Peelman, cross-court pass to Miller, bounce pass into the post, one-on-one. Simpson scores over Messmore. He's going to score more times than not in that situation, and it's back up to 11 for Rising Sun. Cantrell, crossover dribble at midcourt, gets all the way to the rim. A little left-hand push shot.
Unable to get it to go, but does draw the contact against Jenna Peelman. She's picked up her second.
3:09 to play. This is the fifth team foul from Rising Suns. South Dearborn will be shooting bonus free throws the rest of the way. Cantrell gets it to go. Had a fantastic night. We'll get that one to go. Rebound goes to Jalen Peelman. Finds Tamara Miller in the middle of the floor. It's a three-on-one. Nice bounce pass to Powell. Wisman does a good job of getting back and affecting that shot. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll go to South Dearborn. So a nice fight until the end, trailing by 10. That's more inbound. Nobody's screaming for one another, so we'll find Vincent. He's going to race it into the front court. Behind-the-back dribble. Heiser, three-pointer on the way. No good. Wisman, offensive rebound. Put back. Couldn't get it to go, but was fouled. I think that's going to go on Powell. Waiting the call here. Will be Powell's third.
She joins that three personal foul party. One, two, three, four, five different Rising Sun players with three.
Wisman back to the free-throw line. That one's off the front rim. 2:48 to play. Knights trailing by 10. Second free throw. Up and good. So Wisman's got 9 points. Miller dribbles out of the pressure. Finds Jalen Peelman in the corner. She's going to take a three. Kind of a rush shot down there. Rising Sun. Ooh, looked like they were going to get the ball back. Thought that might have been last touch by Wisman, but they'll say it was off Rising Sun. So another possession coming for the Knights. Trailing by 9. Messmore gets it into Vincent. She'll dribble it up across the timeline. Crossover dribble out front. Finds Wisman left of the circle. She'll get going towards the basket. Driving kick. Heiser knocks down The long two on the baseline, 48-41.
Not over yet.
Nope.
That's close to fifth foul.
Yeah. Close to steal, too. Simpson in the post looking for Peelman on the opposite block. It was deflected. And then I think we have a foul underneath. Going to go against Messmore.
She picked up her fourth. Her and Vincent both with four.
That's the team's third. Get it into Simpson. She's going to shoot right away. Rebound goes to Wissman. Wissman will dribble it up. Passes to Cantrell. Splits two defenders. Dribble drive. Gets into the paint. Rises up. Puts it off the glass and in. And South Dearborn's cut it to five. This is as close as they have been. Two on two. Vincent looked to set up for the charge, but Peelman goes around her with a little Euro step. Good move there from Jenna Peelman. 50-43. Wissman gets the ball screen from Vincent. Messmore in the corner. Three.
First one.
Finally get one to go. And they have cut the lead to four. We have a full timeout with a minute 24 to go here in the fourth quarter. You wouldn't think this was for third place. You just walked into the gym.
It doesn't matter if it's a consolation game or not. All these teams close proximity to each other. Nobody wants to lose.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And South Dearborn's been fighting tooth and nail, get themselves back into this game, trailing by four. Our coverage this week, the Rivertown Classic, presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg Batesville, your hometown college. Scholarships are available and textbooks are free. Apply now at ivytech.edu/apply. And if you can make your way down to the Rivertown Classic, either for the championship game tonight or for the boys' consolation and championship tomorrow, all the popcorn free this week, courtesy of our friends at Ivy Tech Community College. Don't forget about the cheerleading competition happening tomorrow. That'll be at noontime. Of course, all four of these schools are going to be competing for that championship trophy. That might even be more of a competition than the basketball games. They take that pretty serious around here.
Those that aren't familiar with the Rivertown, you know, it was created at the old section before class basketball. There are no love lost between, you know, these teams that used to play for sectional every year.
And they, you know, have met how many times in the regular seasons over the years, too. So all these schools very familiar with one another.
Very competitive.
Very competitive. Yeah. You want to have those bragging rights.
It's a natural rival.
Against anybody that's in your kind of immediate community. So 50-46. Got 1:24 to play here in the fourth. South Dearborn going to show some full court pressure. Miller will get it into Jenna Peelman. Met by a double team. Finds Jalen Peelman in the middle. And Nora Powell ahead. That's the way to break the press. And Powell gets the basket. Messmore inbounds to Heiser. Passes it back to Messmore, who's going to dribble it up. Met by Miller. Miller's got to be careful there. Next foul will send South Dearborn to the line to shoot two. Messmore deep two. No good. Simpson pulls down the rebound. That immediately, and we got a foul on the floor. That'll be the
Joey Heiser picking up her third. Fourth now against the team.
Yep. That's a good thing, though, because South Dearborn can extend the game by putting Rising Sun on the free throw line. Rising Sun breaks the press again. They forget about Powell behind the pass. And she gets another easy basket. That might be the play that puts the nail in the coffin. South Dearborn's got to go fairly quick. Heiser jacks up a three and nails it. They're not done yet. 35 seconds to go. 5-point game.
The only 2 3-pointers of the game coming here in the late minutes of the ball game.
Another full timeout. 35 seconds to go. South Dearborn. Their struggles from the three-point line. They had missed, 11, 12 in a row before they finally got a couple to fall. Keep themselves in this game. 35 seconds. You got to down five. You kind of have to have a lot of things go almost perfect if you want to, at the very least, get this into overtime.
Yeah, 2 for 15 for the game. South Dearborn from long range. But two important ones here late. We got them right here into this
So how many seconds are you allowing to come off the clock before you foul? And maybe I should back that up and first say, make sure you got somebody back on this press, because Powell has gotten behind him twice in a row.
Because of that, you're probably fouling right away.
All right, so
try for the steal. If not, you're fouled.
Very least. I'm telling, and Gracie Messmore is going to be the furthest player back. She better be all the way back under the basket. That would be my instruction.
Yeah.
But Rising Sun is going to go four across right at midcourt. They're all going to run towards the ball. And they get it into Jenna Peelman, working up the sideline. Passes to Simpson, now to Miller. And Miller is going to be bumped out front by Heiser. It'll be Tamron Miller going to the free throw line. She split a pair earlier. Shoots 45%.
But
boy, does this new rule take a little bit of the pressure off knowing you get two shots.
Yeah.
Miller with the chance to maybe not ice it, but get closer to icing it. She misses that one. A welcome sight for the South Dearborn faithful here, who's hoping to see a pretty dramatic comeback. Miller second free throw. Up and no good, but Jenna Peelman gets the rebound, and she's going to be in attack mode. She's going to draw a foul and shoot two. Would have been two one way or another. That is going
to
knock Heiser out of the game. So, see who Coach Messmore turns to. I don't know if they're aware that Zoe's fouled out of the game. She's already over to the sideline. It'll be LeGailey checking into the game.
Giving her team a breather. Get a little bit of time to.
Heiser just made the big three to cut it to five. Thielman steps up there and calmly knocks down the first free throw. Increased the lead to 6 points, 55-49, 26 seconds to play. And in and out on the second attempt, but Simpson gets the rebound. Wisman does a good job of going straight up. South Dearborn with the ball. Wisman going to try a three. It's good.
3 points. I need another one.
3-point game.
Got to stop the
foul. Back. And Vincent's going to take the foul at midcourt. She's now out of the game.
She had to, though.
But had to. And it's going to send Miller back there. She just missed two. Maddie Messmore is going to come into the game. Now it's all about time and situation.
The line for the Shiners is Miller.
See if Miller can ice it at the line with a couple makes. First free throw is up and good. Big shot there from Tamron Miller. I don't know if a two-possession game with 8 seconds. Well, one possession, potentially, four-point play. Miller's second free throw is good. Nothing but net. Nicely done. South Dearborn's got to go quick. Messmore throws it into the front court to LeGailey. Guarded by Simpson, goes straight to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound by Jenna Peelman. And Rising Sun's going to hold on for the 57-52 win. It's been like that in recent memory. These games have been close. Rising Sun has been able to pull them out in the end. They're now sixth consecutive win over South Dearborn, and they will take third place here at the Rivertown Classic. We'll step aside for a break, come back, and put a bow on this game, and then get you set for the championship game between Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn. You're listening to the Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Discover Lawrenceburg, a city on the rise. Think Lawrenceburg.com.
Hello, folks. Kelly Milan here. Think local and grow local in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. The city of Lawrenceburg is a dedicated community partner in supporting local businesses, exceptional educational opportunities, and award-winning recreational outlets as a vital economic investment and quality of life experiences for our citizens and visitors. Visit thinklawrenceburg.com and discover why Lawrenceburg is a city on the rise.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill. So the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Garing or at GaringInc.com.
Hello, Dearborn County. Flu season is upon us, and now is the time to receive your annual flu vaccine from the Dearborn County Health Department. Each season brings a new and different strain. If you were vaccinated earlier in the year, it's imperative that you receive your vaccine again to prevent you from getting the flu this season. Please call the DCHD to learn more or schedule an appointment, as many services are provided off-site. The DCHD strives to get you in swiftly and offers many options to meet your needs. Call 537-8843.
Get vaccinated! Dearborn County.
Boardway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Boardway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find. Boardway.com.
Lawrenceburg Main Street invites you to be part of a cool holiday tradition. The Winter Wonderland Ice Rink is back at Todd Creech Park on West Tate Street. Now through January 14th, the whole family can figure into the festive fun. Admission includes skate rental and 90 minutes of skating, and Lawrenceburg residents skate free with proof of residence. For more information on prices and season passes, days and hours of operation, and special team nights, visit downtownlawrenceburg.com.
When you're on your feet and on the go, Boot Country is the place to go.
Boot Country, Work Country is the place to find work boots that work harder than you. Every boot's designed for quality and comfort. Got a work boot voucher? We've got you covered in work or western and available in hard-to-find sizes. Check out one of the stores with your voucher today.
Want it? We got it.
There's no better time than right now to begin establishing your financial goals, and there's no better place than with Pinnacle Advisor Group. Whether you are planning for retirement, college funding, or other financial objectives, we can walk you through the process. Our goal is to set you on a path towards a more confident future. My name is Kip Newman. Give me a call at 812-537-9071. I look forward to the opportunity to speak with you about how our services could potentially benefit you, your family, or your business.
Registered representative offering securities and advisory services through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, a broker-dealer and registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Is a baby in your future? At Margaret Mary Health, they know having a baby can be one of the most exciting, yet also nervous times of your life. That's why they offer expectant parents free prenatal classes and breastfeeding support. There's nothing more special than bringing a new life into this world. Let them help make it as perfect as possible. To learn more, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
It's January again, and that means we're all rethinking our food choices. Daily Harvest makes sticking to your goals super simple with their chef-crafted, frozen, ready-made meals delivered right to your door. From mouth-watering smoothies to savory bowls and gluten-free pastas, Daily Harvest food is built on organic fruits and vegetables. And the best part? There is never any gluten, dairy, or ultra-refined sugars. Visit dailyharvest.com and use code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first box, plus free shipping. Or find Daily Harvest in a grocery freezer aisle near you.
Hey, it's Double T. Don't forget to submit a student highlight at EagleCountryOnline.com as we celebrate academic excellence, athletic achievement, extracurriculars, and more.